niggas could catch red. I'm the motherfucker who make the mic like it's a show. Niggas fall in love with the music like it's a hole. Put down your mic, you lost your whole world. You take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Fuck this rap shit, I listen to classical. In the studio, as usual. Love it, my lyrical. For bitches that you would know. I'm out of this, cause you wanna be cold. Y'all niggas in love with the S. Y'all niggas in love with the S.
Hello, hello, everyone. We're starting one or two more minutes. Hello, hello, everyone. Thanks for joining in another Artist Weekly Space. I'm from Spost Club. Here in the space is a space in which we give artists from different places a platform to exchange ideas, find out directly how we can help them to solve their problem, and provide them direct feedback in Spost Club. We provide tools that help the artists spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about Web3, and give the audience a new way to acquire the pieces from their favorite artists, and create also a closer relationship between both parts. Today, I'm really honored to have really good guests in the space. It's a space directly related to the photography, and I'm happy to have Roberto Pazzi and Strawberry in the stage. I'm really happy to have you guys. So let's start with a couple of introductions there. Strawberry, how are you? Where are you from? And how did you start in the photography world?
Hi, my name is Marika. I'm 30 years old and I'm Italian. I cultivated my passion for photography for roughly 10 years. I started as an urbex explorer Then I started experimenting with portraits and finally with landscapes. My life was a normal life. I had a job, a rented apartment, but this life did not make me or my partner happy. So a year and a half ago, we decided to follow our dreams and passions. We bought a van and started traveling. We traveled through Sardinia, Spain, Portugal, and the south of France. And when you travel with a van, you get to see places that you wouldn't be able to visit during a normal holiday. And we were able to spend a lot of time in breathtaking places surrounded by nature and nothing else for miles and miles. And this probably managed to combine my three greatest passions, travel, photography, and nature. This combination made me realize that this was my path. And so the passion for photography, in my case, was born by pure chance. Since I was a child, I have always been fascinated by abandoned places. And one day, while scrolling through my Instagram home, my attention was caught by the picture of an extremely talented guy. So I decided to text him and tell him about a beautiful abandoned villa, wondering if he knew about it, and he didn't. So we decided to go together. While we exploring the villa and he was taking photos, he must have noticed something in me and said, "You have a very good eye. Do you have a camera? You should get one." And that's how it all began. This was the beginning of it all, what pushed me to photography in an artistic way.
Beautiful, beautiful story. And I will go more in deep around it, but it's something really beautiful. How did you start? It's something that get my interest a lot. Roberto, I'm sending you an invitation to speak. You need to accept the speaker role. So for knowing you better and make the introduction, I just inviting you. I don't know if you can accept it. He's gone. I think he has some troubles with the connection. No, he's speaking now. Hello, Roberto. How are you? Where are you from? And how did you start in this world?
Hi, everyone. I am so sorry because I had some issue. I don't know why with the space to connect with you. So I lost every single word that you share until now. So hope that I don't repeat nothing that you already talked about. First of all, thanks for having me here, and finally I can share my info with you. So I started with photography about 10 years ago, but only recently I joined the Web3 space. And it was by chance, because after I work with my photos, many, many followers suggest me to join the NFT space, try with the NFTs and so on. It was the bubble of 2021. And so I started just in this way, just for curiosity to join. It was a very good start. Photography is something that for me is more just an hobby, is a lifestyle. I mean, it's come from far away. I'm a backpacker since I was very, very young. But I start to feel the need to share what I was visiting, what I was exploring with the people according to my interpretation. So 10 years ago, I brought a camera with me and I started to take some picture around. First travel was West Papua New Guinea. And well, after that, I had pretty good success, unexpected, to be honest. And it gave me a good visibility, and that allowed me to try to find the courage to follow this way. And here I am.
Excellent. I'm really interested in your journey around Web3 because I'm more like a Web3 guy. So I will ask a couple of experience around that. One thing that I was hearing from your introduction is that your style in the photography, and I also was taking a look to your profile, is really related to traveling style. I'm right?
Sorry, is related to travel?
It's related to traveling style. I mean,
yes,
work as a photographer is always traveling.
Exactly. I'm a travel photographer. I just extended my passion for travels that I bring with me since I was very young. I extended just introducing a camera in my backpack, and slowly I found the pleasure to share the story that I was learning along my way with the people. What I love to do is to introduce my interpretation of the story, to tell the story according to my understanding. I mean, every one of us can see the same situation in a different way according to his background, his sensibility, and his education, and so on. So, by means of composition, some post-edition work, and so on, I tell the story of the people that I mean. Usually, I spend a lot of time with the same subject, tribes, or what I specialize in tribes and minor ethnicity in general. And so I love to spend time with them in order to know deeply their culture and understand their way of life. And then to understand which are the elements that characterize more their traditions. And so I try to summarize with my heart, with my work, their culture in few pictures, like a reportage, a concentrated reportage. And this is mostly what I do.
That's excellent. That's excellent. In fact, you already answered one thing that I was pretty interested to asking, which is what make you to say, okay, this will be a great photo? I personally know nothing around the topic, and I feel like it's something that only the professional photographer has in mind, you know, when they see a scene and think right away, okay, this will be an insane photography, this will be a successful batch of photos. But let me know from your perspective, what are the factors to make one scene saying, okay, this will be great?
Okay, well, I can divide this my answer in two parts. There is a rational part and an irrational part. The rational part is concerning my work as a professional photographer that prepared his reportage. So I had to take care about the time, the season, the hours of light, the angle of sunset, sunrise, to prepare a canvas or picture that I would like to take concerning some ethnicity. This is the rational part. And I prepare my work on the field. Then there's the work on the field. The work on the field is more emotional, and I love this part. I'm more irrational. I'm a software engineer, but I lost this rational part of my background, and I now prefer to let it flow. So when I'm on the field, I notice that the picture that I like more, the one around the one that I'm shooting, are the picture that come in a natural way, like a flow. When I enter almost in trance. I mean, I start to take some picture, and I slowly lost my rational part, and I follow just the flow, the moments, the relation with the people, and it's like I'm entering the culture day by day, hour by hour. I share with them. And I become one of them. And so it's more natural that a good picture come out. I can understand, I can recognize the rational part of the work. So a great picture, according to me, is made by the good composition, by some detail, contrasting color, some work with depth of field that can help to tell the story, something very rational. But also there is a part that is just to catch the moment and to, let's say, create sometimes the moment, making people, your subject, laughing, or create some funny situation, or just take advantage of something that is going on. And this is more more irrational. So this is good part, because otherwise everyone can control the work and everything becomes so rational.
Wow. That's great. Okay, I will be back with you in a couple of minutes, because I feel like you, of course, have an excellent eye to create all these photos, to make the people feel what you are doing in the field. Is something that I feel really connected when I see your collections out. I was seeing the last one that you are selling on Ethereum, and are pretty solid. I feel really related with those kind of feelings. So I'm sure that I'm not an expert here, but you said it is something a matter of perspective as well, of how do you grow up. Is something that mix a lot of factors, and I would like to hear also the perspective of Strawberry on what does she think is something that for making to say, okay, this is a great photo. What do you think, Strawberry? What are the factors for making this?
Okay, so I totally agree with all Roberto said, and certainly some of the elements I always keep in mind are the compositions, the lights and the colors. A photo becomes special for me when it tells a story, when captures the details, or conveys the emotion I felt while shooting it. So very similar to what Roberto said, and I totally agree with all he said before me.
Excellent. So coming back to Roberto, I want to ask something that you can take your time to answer this, because I want to hear the story of your best photography. That one that you say, okay, this skyrocketed my career, or even can be something personal, you know, something that you say, this is my best photo.
Well, you already prepared the field to me, because a good photo can be interpreted into different plans. I mean, something that is important for me, that remember me something very special, or something that brought me some important target, or a good push in this world. And so I would like to talk about a couple of pictures. I will be short. The first one, more than the first one, is a group of one of pictures that I took in 2013, right at the beginning of my career. I was turning around West Papua, the Indonesian part of Papua New Guinea, and I was alone. I was having a trekking around the Balian Valley without any guide, with my backpack full of sugar and other goods to share with the people to interchange for a hut to sleep, or a fire to boil the water, or something similar, some basic food. And I took some picture of this tribe that are the Dani tribe. It is a tribe discovered only in 1938 by chance, by an aviator, US aviator. And so one of the last discovery on the Earth. And this set of picture gave me a very good visibility in the world of photography, because after that I've been published by Daily Mail, Time, Telegraph, and National Geographic, other important magazine, talking about my experience, my travel, and so that experience gave me a good push in this world. And this was the start, the spark that helped me to start. And another picture that I like to mention is 2020, right before the pandemic. I just opened my own activity of organizing a leading photo expedition in the remote culture in the world. And I was leading a group in South Sudan, the youngest country in the world. It's pretty a complicated country to visit. I was visiting the Mundari tribe. They are a tribe of herders living close to the White Nile. And you have to imagine, I have some backstage movie on my YouTube channel, but you have to imagine a situation where you have to wake up at 4 in the night with the dark, take a boat across the white and a river for half an hour, arrive in the cattle camp, and before the sun is out, and in the dark you have to move around the animals, their noises, their smells, everything, and then an environment around, and look for these people living naked, sleeping in the cattle camp, and spending time close to the fire. And slowly, when the light is coming out, the situation there is the absolutely the best. And I took a picture that is probably the most awarded picture I have. That is a big bull against the sun, with a little guy, the little Mundari child, that is eating his breakfast. That is just a fruit. And I took this picture without stage. Nothing looks strange, but it's sometimes complicated to explain, but it's really something that is not staged. I have no problem to prepare a stage if I had to take a picture that I want to take, but this is not the case. And this picture represents a very important target for me, because thanks to this picture, I've been awarded many times in the last 2-3 years, and also this picture gave me a good visibility in this world. So I will talk about this couple of pictures.
Wow, this is insane! I need to say that I appreciate a lot your time. It's an honor to have you here in the space, because you have a lot of experience. You have exactly what we are looking to do in Espos, you know, mix a bit the world between Web 2 and Web 3. And I will ask to you a bit of the experiences you had in the Web 3 recently. But also, I don't want to lose the opportunity to say hello to Abbas here in the audience. He's another photographer. Hello, Abbas. If you have something to add to the conversation, just raise the hand and I will give you the word. For continuing with the conversation, I would love to hear some story of your best photography, Strawberry, if you remember one that stand out in your career, that one maybe could be from the childhood. Because, for example, I always loved to take photographs, but I never see it like a profession for myself. It's something that I think you need to born with, you know, because everyone loves to take photos, but taking it to the next level, like Roberto was saying, preparing all the background, preparing all the things, and also the psychological factor is something that is really different from person to person. So maybe the best photography in your life is a photo that you take 20 years back in a dinner with your family, you know? So I would love to hear what is your best photography, Strawberry.
Okay, well, I have always considered photography as a hobby. During last year, along my year-long journey, I have experimented with photography very deep, because I love nature, and during all my trip, I was every day in breathtaking places in the middle of nature, and I experimented a lot the landscape photography. And if I have to say what is my best photo, I think the ones I have took in Nazaré in Portugal. Nazaré was a very beautiful place, and it gifted me some special photos, because here the sunsets are really, really intense. I had never seen a sunset like intense like in Nazaré, because the sky is strong orange and create a beautiful game of light and of colors. And the photo I took in Nazaré, I think is the most beautiful photos I took. Or maybe something in the past with the exploration of the abandoned places. I think there are two, three photos, yes, that I'm very proud of. So, or maybe all the photos I took in the last year while traveling with my van. This is the photo that made me proud the most.
Excellent, excellent. It's all about the story behind, like I was hearing just yet. Of course, I'm not a photographer, but it's something that maybe some of people don't recognize, you know, all the work who is behind the, what is behind the photography, all the story behind, all the sentiments, the feeling around taking that photo, makes that photography a way of art, you know, a complete art. I love what I see around both of your profiles. I would love to dive deep into the Roberto experiences selling their talent in the beginning. Of course, I won't ask if you sold anything because I'm sure that you have a successful career around this. But when did you realize it that your photos could be sold out, you know?
Well, thanks for this question, because behind a simple question, there is a very strong story, because as I already said at the beginning, I changed completely my life thanks to photography. Well, I'm a software engineer, as I told you, and I worked 15 years as a sales director and engineer for a software for an ICT company in Europe, in Italy, and US too. And coming to 2013, I become very stressed, but mostly unhappy. I look myself at the mirror. I say, "You are not happy. You have to change. What do you like to do?" And so, according to my previous experience, I felt very well only when traveling, and then taking picture, then when document, as I was saying. And so I decided to suddenly change completely my life. I left my previous life, I left my work, I relocated myself from Italy to Spain. And so now it's 10 years, eight that I take photography full time, but 10 years that I changed my life at all. And of course, when you make a change like this, you are facing a deep dark. You don't know nothing about what you are exploring, you are entering in. So first thing I did is, as soon as I relocated myself from Italy to Spain, I opened my own gallery, photography gallery, just to check if I could live with my art. And this was the first time I understood I could live with my, thanks to my photography. So this is the first part of the answer for your question. And once I printed my picture for the first time, I put it on the walls and I start to sell them. I noticed a lot of picture. I live in a touristic destination in Spain. So people coming here are from different countries all around the world or around Europe. And my work was appreciated by different culture, different people from different countries. So I understood that it could be a good test for me. So I decided to push harder, and I opened my activity for photo expeditions that I still carry on. And I bring I'm bringing photography photographers all around the world to share the same experience I have. And so I can say that that was the real beginning when I understood that I can live with my art. Then 2021, I started with the Web3, and it was by chance again, because as I told you, many people suggest to me, try with NFTs. I didn't know nothing about crypto, NFTs, and so on. And I minted my first NFTs on May 2021. It was a portrait, And I made of this a collection of 100 pieces. The collection is a portrait on OpenSea. And after a few months, I had sold out of this collection of 100 pieces. So I opened another collection that is a discovery, 100 pieces of photos representing different cultures all around the world. That because discovery explains some characteristic for each NFT of this single country represented. And today I already sold 41 pieces of 100. And the last one last night is on auction, is still on auction right now. And after that, I opened another brand new collection of people on OpenSea of 100 pieces again. So this is my little story on the Web 3.0 and the beginning of my photography professional career, let's say.
Wow, that's insane. I love Web 3, and I see a lot of potential around the blockchain technology. You already answered this in some way, but you heard about Web 3 from other people and tried to join. You started buying a portrait in the first beginning of your Web 3 journey. But I can imagine now, at this point, you know how Web 3 works. You know you can monetize your talent by this media. But back in the day, I can imagine that you were really afraid of the space. You know, everyone says that the space of cryptocurrencies are full of scammers, or that only all the crypto environment is a complete scam. We heard this in a lot of times with different artists from Web 2 that we invite in the space, and they know nothing about Web 3, you know, and they have a lot of temor. They are afraid of joining the Web 3 world because all these things that the people say. I don't know if back in the day when you were started, you heard about really negative things about it.
Not at all, but just because I was so ignorant that as ignorant person, I didn't know nothing, really nothing. I started from scratch. So I couldn't be scared, and I couldn't be excited, just curious. And I approach step by step this new world. So as usual, open my wallet, study an NFT place. And then slowly I started to mint my items and start to sell my work on Twitter. I create my Discord, but it was from one side very slow grow, but the other side becomes so quick, so fast. I give you an example. After I created my people collection, 100 pieces that today is sold out, I create the first 20 pieces because, of course, the gas fee were not so cheap at the time. A lot of activity on the Ethereum blockchain, so gas fee were meaningful. And I started to create the other pieces after I sold the first one. But when I arrived to mint 70 pieces, and at the time I sold maybe 15, 16 of these 70 pieces, in one night I woke up in the morning and I found 52 pieces sold in one night, and it was sold out as 70% of my collection. So I had to run to create other 30 pieces to put on the sale. And after that, I said to me, this is a good moment. I had to take advantage of this. So I create another collection, and everything become from a slow process, study step by step, to something that I had to follow. I was pushing. I myself was pushing by the process. And this is a good thing and bad thing, because of course, when you are in rush, you cannot really understand the things. You are just managing what is going on. And that because I entered the Web3 starting from the NFT door, the back door, if you want, and not the front door of the crypto. And today, I had to come back slowly to understand what is crypto and what is the blockchain at the base of these technologies. So it's, a reverse process that I had to face, but from scratch.
Wow, that's interesting, because it's the opposite that all the people do in the space. You know, most of all, they jump into some crypto and after that goes to research about the NFTs. Let me say hello to Mehdi in the audience as well. Thanks a lot for joining. If you want something, if you have something to say around this topic, just raise the hand and I will give you the word. But coming with Roberto, again, I want to ask something that I feel really interesting, maybe for the people who is here. And it is, after all this time in Web3, I'm hearing that you extract the value of the blockchain. I am really, really happy to hear that, because it's difficult to find some artists that can find the value. I think maybe it's because it's pretty early in the stages of this growth. We will see a lot of people coming in more later into the ecosystem. But now that you see the value, do you recommend other photographers jumping in the Web3 world?
I strongly recommend to the photographer to enter this technology, to enter this world, just because I don't suggest to push harder than the other channel that I have. I mean, my line is, I'm not an NFT photographer. I'm not an NFT artist. I'm a travel photographer making of his picture NFTs. So as I work in the real world environment, I like to embrace the new technology. I am an open-minded person. I love to explore something new. And I think that NFTs are able to provide a new kind of art. Exactly, I mean, let me mention Lucio Fontana. Lucio Fontana is an Italian artist that introduced the third dimension in the paintings. Of course, before him, everyone in the world was looking at the picture in a two-dimensional way, to explain. Lucio Fontana is the artist that made this work with the three cuts on the canvas, you know, with a frame canvas with the three cuts in the vertical. So the canvas after cut become bended. And this is the third dimension that introduced, of course, something very easy, but something that he was the first one to do. And at that point, people was looking at him, what is this? This is not art. This is just a joke, no? You know, this is the same in 2021 for NFTs. People, a lot of people traveling with me or friends say to me, well, this is not art. This is just, you can copy and paste your picture. You can, of course, you can do, but you can do the same with the Gioconda of Leonardo da Vinci. It's not that the problem. This is technology that allows us to identify in a unique way your art that is unique on the blockchain forever. So the property of this element is something that belongs to the one that have the smart contract that embrace the technology. And this is the only copy that you can provide. So here, this is the value. And this is a new way, independently of my photography or photography in general NFTs, also for pixel art or something similar, is a new form of art that can provide another dimension, a further dimension, a fifth dimension that could be music, could be movement, and so. There is a way to show that it is a display or an environment that are, of course, enabled for to do this, to that. So I suggest to every artist to enter this world, because it's something that, as usual, at the beginning, face some resistance, face some problem, but it's something that is absolutely popping up in the future, absolutely skyrocket, according to me. And we can see the investment of the great galleries, great other entities in this world, in the world of art, that are making investment in this sector. So it's something that is absolutely going on and will grow again.
Exactly. In part, that's why we started with the Sports Club, you know, because we see a lot of potential in the blockchain. The objective of the project weren't be only on Web3. The objective is mixing both worlds, giving an entrance to people who is in Web2, trying to expose more what they are doing, because something that I feel Web3 helps a lot is gaining more exposure. You know, maybe you are a great photographer in this case, that we are speaking around the photography. Maybe you are really talented, but I can imagine how hard is to be published in some places. Okay, your story says that you have a great eye and you came with excellent photos since the beginning, you know, but I feel like other people maybe struggles a lot to jump in, and I think that Web3 helps a lot to gain exposure around that, giving your talent to people all around the world, not just only in where do you live. So I feel like that is great. I want to invite you, if you have a couple of minutes after the space or other moment of your day, to check out the Sports Club Marketplace we have. It's something that is pretty unique. We help the artists to gain more exposure, and we have the platform to upload collections and sell it from that side, something that we are growing slowly, but we see a lot of future around the project. I don't want to lose the opportunity also to say hello and meet and Bernie here in the audience, both pretty good photographers as well. Feel free to raise the hand if you want to add something to the topic. I would love to ask to Strawberry did you manage to sell some of your pictures, or are pure make it out of the hobby?
Well, I haven't started selling my photos yet, but I surely plan to do so, because I'm quite new of this space, and for now I'm just observing around. But soon I will launch my first photographic NFT collection, which will focus on the places I visited along my year-long journey. And I'm really excited about this collection. It's still a work in progress, and the details are yet to be defined, but I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to show it to you, my collection, and yeah, can't wait.
Excellent, excellent. Please keep in touch with us. Just let's keep the conversation in DMs, because we have a couple of tools for helping you to launch the collection, and hopefully maybe we can help with the selling as well in the marketplace. And also we have the launch pad for making that happen. So the objective of SPOS is straight related to people like you. So I'm really happy to have you here. Coming back to Roberto, I want to start wrapping the space a bit up, because I really appreciate your time being here. It's more than half an hour we are speaking, but I know this question could be stupid. Sorry if you take it in this way, but what are your next goals? You know, how do you see your future around the photography?
Well, absolutely, it's not a stupid question. It's something that gave me again the opportunity to underline a big fundamental of my mentality. The goal or my photography remained the same one as I started with this art. I mean, I choose this way of photographer traveling. To make me happy in life. I changed my life at all. I skipped my very good salary benefit, my social role, my manager job. I mean, every around of that. Today, I'm living without a car, without a television, in my house, here in a very good place that I really love. I make a very simple life, and I feel really my life with photography, with experiences, and with my travels. So the goal of my photography is to make me happy. And until photography and travels are going on to make me happy, this is my life. I'm not aspiring to become the first photographer in the world, the best photographer for that, or to cover all the world to see. I have not this kind of target. I live in day by day, enjoying what I really want to do day by day. After a life that I did what I had to do, now this line is different. And I wake up in the morning, I work on a single project. Now I'm creating my first book. that is resuming the first 10 years of my activity. And there are more or less 20 countries inside the book, and it will become available in March in all the libraries, maybe in some country around the world, and Amazon too. And this is my new project. Then I will be in January in Ivory Coast, and I have three or four travels already planned in 2024 with some photographer that are joining me. And I have an exposition, important exposition in Milan. I'm working on this project right now, and right because these are make me happy. It's not, I'm not looking for money, I'm not looking for success or just the success for me is to wake up every morning with my smile, energy to do what I love. And to be honest, Web3 adds something more to this because I really love the community in Web3. People are very humble and great artist, and they are absolutely sharing experience. There is no competition. Everyone is helping each other. So this is another good brick in the building of my happiness. I hope that I did answer to your question. Sorry if sometimes I talk too much, but I'm Italian, so.
I love it. Don't worry, I love it. And honestly, I need to say it because it's real. It's an honest thing that I want to say. You are an inspiration, Roberto. You are a complete inspiration. What you are saying is something great, because a lot of people is chasing the money, you know, and you lost a lot of your essence in that race. We are seeing it with a lot of artists that try to grab the first bag that they can. But the most successful artists are those who are sticking to their feelings, to their essence, and work around it. You know, last week we had an artist that was sharing an experience that say to us, okay, I'm a musician. I wanted to do the things that I love to do. The market asked me to do other kind of things, and I didn't want it to do, you know, maybe making another kind of music made me more money, but I wanted to stick with my style. And I think you are explaining the same feeling, the feeling to stick to your principles, to stick to your dreams, and you are a complete inspiration. I will take the freedom to say, to ask something to you, just because the environment of the conversation. For a person like Strawberry, who is starting and want to sell something out of her talent, what do you recommend? What is your advice to her?
Well, I don't think that she needs some advice. I took a look of her work. It is absolutely lovely. It's just a question of time. It will pop up very, very quick and easily. But the only suggest that I can do, I think that is something that is she don't need it, because I can touch from her words that already is this way, is to let the passion is the gasoline of her engine. I mean, until passion is pulling you, everything become easier. Every success will be amplified by your passion, and every hardness that you can find along the way is easily to climb and go on. You know, passion is something that is a drug. Is something that the best way to live is to put your passion in everything you do, whatever it is. This is the only suggestion that I can do, but I think something not meaningful for her, because she already did. I can see from her great, absolutely great art.
Wow. Thanks a lot for sharing that. And it's really humble for your part. I know it's your opinion, but also I feel like you have a lot of experience around this field, and giving her this push of saying you are doing a good show, I feel like it's something great. So Strawberry, I wanted to ask, what is next in your career? You have a couple of close objectives. Will you start trying to sell this? You said me. We can help around that. But what is next in your career? You want to start soon? You want to make maybe another travel, collect more content?
Well, I had to thank Sir Roberto for all beautiful and kind words he said about me. You make me cry for real, yeah. And for sure, I will continue to travel and take photos of my travel. Certainly, one of my goals is to be able to talk about my travel and experience through my photography, like a window into my life. I think the biggest aim is to see a photo of mine displayed somewhere. And to achieve this, I keep working on myself, trying to learn something new, trusting in my abilities and bettering my technique. And I really hope that all the love and dedication I'm putting into my work will eventually lead me to great results and success. Because I really love photography and this will make me happy, yeah. For real.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing. I want to wrap this up. I think the space was great. The vibes are one of the best vibes on the space that we had. I'm really grateful to both of the guests here. I want to remind the people that the space will keep recorded in this link for hearing more or hearing again more details around what we are discussing. Also want to invite everyone to join our socials in Spots Club or Twitter and our Discord for having more information about what we are building in blockchain. It's all about the artist. It's all about empowering people who is starting and giving more power to the people who is already recognizable. So I want to start finish this up. I don't know, Roberto, if you have something to end.
I just would like to thank you guys for having me here. And I would like to thank also all the people that support me and the community and the collectors that support my work and appreciate my work. So, and of course, thanks for everyone that is here to listen my broken English. and sorry again for the technical problem I had at the beginning. Really, it's something that I cannot understand, but luckily we solved.
Yeah. Your English is pretty good. You know, I'm a native Spanish speaker, so I have the same trouble trying to the people understand me. But the only thing that matters is that people understand, and we understand you perfectly, and we love it, your experience. I'm really grateful to you for sharing it with us. And also, Strawberry, you have something to close?
Yeah, I would love to thanks everyone here, to thanks you for invite me in this space. And thanks, Roberto, for the beautiful things he shared with us. Because, yes, it's true. You are really an inspiration. And I'm really happy to have met you here and listen your story, your experience. My English is more broken than yours, Roberto, if you can listen, but I'm really nervous, and so sorry guys for my bad English, but I really want to thank you all for being here, and all my friends here in WebTrap for supporting me every day, and yeah, I love this space. Thank you all.
Don't worry, we understand you perfectly. I also really appreciate to have you here to hear more about the experience in the spaces of sports. We most likely always have musicians speaking, but we wanted to show to the people that the platform is for every artist. It's not closer to one topic, to one niche. And we believe that photography is something really strong in Web3. I think it's a pretty great tool. Like we said with Roberto, I think it's another tool to empower it. It's not just focus on Web3, you know, have the traditional way to develop their talent, but also adding a new tool to the book is something that the artist should do. So I thank both of the guests again. I thank everyone to listen here, and see you guys next week with another Artist Weekly. Bye-bye.